Sounds like something to be quite useful for an Olympic team, doesn't it? They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want some of that. Because it's not speaking about a physical ability to run and a physical ability not to grow weary. It's talking about those who trust in God will gain a strength. That in their weariness, in their fatigue, they will find God to be able to support them and enable them to cope and to gain strength. This is important stuff and we need to know more about this. One of the reasons why people seem so unsupportive when we suffer bereavement is that they simply don't know what to say. Friends may avoid us rather than risk saying the wrong thing. Of course, there's nothing that we usually do want them to say at all. Most of the time, we know that there's no easy formula of words which will, when spoken, will take away the intense pain of loss. Grief has no abracadabra. Usually, we just want somebody to be with us, perhaps listen to us, and acknowledge that it's all right to be upset and know that we're not making them feel uncomfortable when we are upset. But the fact that there's nothing we can say at that time of intense grief, nothing to take away the pain of bereavement, doesn't mean to say that as Christian people, there's nothing which we can say about death. That there's nothing we can say in the face of death itself. It's true, we don't understand why a person dies. And we're rightly angry when a person dies. Sometimes even more angry when they die before their time, before what was expected to be the natural end of their life. But the Christian believes that we are given by God some very important information about death, which helps us to understand God's position. We can never fully understand God's position, but we can dispel some of the myths about death and learn some very important and comforting truths. So this afternoon I am going to say some things about death which I think we all need to hear, perhaps which we can't hear when we're at the raw point of death and bereavement, but which we can now on reflection. The first thing to say is that when we die, God doesn't take us. To say God takes us, that's a euphemism for God killed us, or God killed our loved ones. God doesn't decide when our number is up. I'm always disturbed at those cards often sent to parents who lose children, which say things like, God wanted an angel. It's as if the belief is somehow expressed that God decided to kill a child. That God wanted another angelic being. Following the death of anybody is not a time to get into those kind of theological discussions. But what I want to say is that no, actually God isn't very pleased about that death at all. Not about any death. Certainly God doesn't dispatch the grim reaper. It's not God who suddenly called in the ticket. Rather God cries with us in our grief. God weeps with us in our grief. God walks beside us at a time of loss. Yeah, it's true to say that God welcomes us when we die, but God doesn't take us or kill us or decide when our time is up. The pages of Scripture are full of teaching which tell us that God despises death and the pain and the suffering which it causes. And the New Testament is about what God is doing to banish death, to get rid of death once and for all. And Jesus cries at the death of Lazarus, his friend. And his immediate instinct when faced with the death of Lazarus is to want to raise him back to life again, because the essence of God is life, not death. We don't understand how death can be a part of creation at all. But what is obvious from the words of Jesus is that God desperately wants to stop it. God's plan is for life, for eternal life. And God never uses death as a punishment. Never. Death is not God's way. God's way is life, eternal life. And that brings me to say, perhaps what we all need to hear after the immediate pain of bereavement has subsided. We might feel angry at God, perhaps for not having done something to prevent the death of a loved one. Or perhaps we feel angry that God didn't spare them from pain. We might just feel lonely and lost. But as Christians, we believe that God is on our side and that he has no part in wanting the death of anybody. He wants us to live forever. God knows the suffering that death brings. In Jesus, God suffered the most dreadful death. God knows that so often good people die young. We worship a Saviour who was killed a young man. God despises death, and he has words of comfort, comfort which we all need to hear. The passage from John's Gospel, chapter 3 today, carries that message of hope in the face of death. We're told that God loves us, and Jesus dies to bring us life eternal. So trust in God, because he loves you. We hear a lot about love these days, and I think we're rightly worried to be suspicious of love. Sometimes people promise to love each other and then change their minds and say things like, well I love somebody else instead. Or perhaps they justify it even more by saying, well, I love somebody else instead and they need me. Or sometimes a marriage will be broken by one person saying, I love you, but I'm in love with somebody else, as if there's a caveat to love. As if love can be an emotion floating on a whim. Sometimes love's not enough. A father or a mother leaves children, walks away and saying, I love you, but I've got to go and find myself or be with myself or whatever. And there's betrayal and broken trust. But with God's love, there's no but. God's love is complete and true. And the love he has for us is a love upon which we can depend. It's a love for which God will die for us. God doesn't break his promises. So we gather here today, and I can say to you that although we are parted from loved ones, Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and he loves us so much that we can guarantee that those whom we remember today, those for whom we light candles, are safe. God has unconditional love for us. When we love somebody, we want that love to go on forever. That's the nature of love, real love. And God is the author of real love. That love which is powerful, even over death. God's love has no buts. And we can trust what God says, because he loves us even enough to die for us. So today we gather and we remember. And we do so alongside other people who remember too. For some that pain is raw and recent. And for others there have been many years of knowing the bitter pain of loss. But let each one draw comfort from knowing that God's love is true. And all will be well for us and for those whom we remember this day. Amen.